Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies. How is everybody doing? I hope they are doing, or y'all are doing, perfect on this Wednesday, and of course, getting stronger in the way that we communicate with the universe and signs, symbols, and sounds, and of course, the way that we communicate with our peers, our loved ones, or the ones that we don't like. For, of course, our manifestation purposes. Anyway, this particular small motivational minute is going to be on my next Horror 102 class. I decided to go back and start teaching more on the Horror because I did a 12-day advanced study on the Horror, and what I found out is that people still went back, even after taking that class, and went back to the old way of thinking about what a woman's whore power is, what her sovereign power is. It was very, very hard for some of us to really completely disconnect from what this system puts out as what whore energy is and how it connects us to being a slut and a low-class whore. And a woman that just basically gives up her body whenever she wants to, with little to nothing in return. They seem to go back to that base nature. And even the ones that haven't taken the class, sometimes they're a little apprehensive about taking the class. One, I know the real reason why. They don't really want to grow past their own concepts of what the whore is. And two, you know, stepping out of the comfort zone, especially when you think or believe that you know something to be true, is kind of scary. So I decided on doing a basic horror class to give you the basic tenets, and I've already done that, and it's on my in my class or in this particular link at the bottom under the disclaimer link in the description. And it was so powerful, and I'm so honored to have even taught you all, because I know that black women, we don't have the teaching. We don't have it at all. We don't even understand what sexual sovereignty is. We don't have a clue. And of course, we all already know the reason why. We know the community that we were raised in. So I'm also doing a bonus decode with the young ladies. But the second area I feel we need to go more into as far as Horror 102 before you can fully get a grasp or understanding of that 13-day class I did on the Horror is the topic of men and their fears of women. And I'm going to attempt to get that taught and done in 16 days. Again, ladies, it's going to be an attempt. It's going to be an attempt. Because what women that are successful with men or balanced, have a semi-healthy relationship with men, know that women that don't have healthy relationships with men or are outside of masculine influence and don't understand how men can still love and protect and provide in this system, what they don't know is that, well, they don't know it, and they also don't know how to maneuver it, is the very real fear men have of women. It is a very, very real fear. And again, it's not something that we're taught. You may hear the feminist, you know, bring it up. For those in my Lilith group, y'all know that I told y'all about a book that y'all need to get years back. But even in that book, it's still not practical for black women. It's still not practical for black women because black women have a special set of problems because her man has not only a fear of white men, but her man, her son, her fathers, her cousins, her lovers have a fear of white women. So much so that they idolize what they fear. Oh my gosh, I gotta go. Ladies, everybody does that. This is just subconscious. Everybody idolizes the things that they fear. You all taking my classes, you know, and mentorships, we're working out those fears. so that you can become your own God and stop idolizing things. But they don't have that, ladies. They don't have a me. They don't have a shadow side teacher. There's nobody telling men to go into the shadow. As a matter of fact, the women that have success with them, those are the women that go into their shadow. Those are completely different set of women. They have a different skill set. They know men differently. Again, like I said, they know their fears, and they're not afraid to go into the shadow side of the man. They're not afraid to go into the fear of a man. And that particular woman is a different type of woman, because that means she got to be rooted and grounded in herself. She cannot be waiting on the man to heal her fears. She cannot be waiting on the man to heal her father abandonment issues. She can't be waiting on the man to save her. No, ladies. If that man is always saving you, if he's always coming to your rescue, if he's always gotten to put out the fires that you are flaming, he is going to end up resenting you. And he's going to go to a woman that gives him peace, that doesn't have a problem every damn week, every damn day. He's going to go to where he gets rest. And the majority of the time where men get rest, as we know it, is in the strip club. It's in the whorehouse. It's in the arms and bosoms and vagina of another woman, that understands his fear. And this right here, this teaching right here, is what is left out of all these seduction books, of all of these quote-unquote sugar baby and talks. That is what is left out. If you do not understand their fears and you do not know how to maneuver them and maneuver their real fear of you, then you are going to always be in and out of relationships. You're going to hit and miss. You're not going to have a truly submitted heart of a man. You're not going to have that. You're not going to have that. And men have been kind of telling women this for a very long time, but because we are hurt ourselves and wounded and very ego-based and think we know every damn thing, we're not listening. And this is why I'm so glad that I came into the understanding of the whore and what she really is outside of sex, because she is a damn shrink. She is a psychiatrist. That's what she is. Notice I didn't say she was a damn therapist. He need to get that too. But she is that. She is that in the feminine. She is the feminine alchemist. That is what she is. And it's not because she takes his chemicals and whatever his potions are. It's not because she takes that and turns it into something else. I mean, she can choose to do that if that's what she wants to do, but sexual transmutation, energy transmutation is that's us going far more advanced. You got to get this first. And most women will never be that disciplined to transmute anything from a man. They won't even be that disciplined to be able to transmute their own lives and control their own children. So it can be done, but that takes discipline. That's higher up. If you don't get the foundation, you're definitely not ready for transmutation. But she becomes the mental alchemist. That's why she becomes the one that can understand. And to sit in that place of understanding, ladies, it's a powerful position. It's why I love that I came the dom way, the dominatrix way, into my whore energy. And it's why also I'm glad that I came into the shadow side of life, because it gave me such understanding. And I was having a conversation with one of my mentees about this, and it was hard for her to grasp it. And it's hard for a lot of black women to grasp that men are a special case because of the system of patriarchy, and because a lot of women and us ourselves have already seen the coddling of men. But, ladies, you've seen the coddling and what's another word for it? And the excuses that women give or give toward men, you've seen that from a wounded female. You've seen it from wounded women. You've seen it from wounded mothers that are coddling our fathers, are coddling their sons, our brothers, and basically letting them get away. You've seen that from wounded women. You haven't seen the way a healed woman coddles a man, honey. You hadn't seen that. That's completely different. A grown woman coddling. We don't even need to call it coddling, honey. She's calling that man into supreme greatness. That's her masking and soothing his ego with air manipulation words is all about her end, and there's no sacrifice in it. See, so you've seen the opposite. We getting ready to go into the right way of doing it. So I understand it because I saw my mother do it too. So when we have this conversation about, well, we need to go into understanding men, I understand that side of us that says, no, they got enough understanding, they asses need to understand us. The only reason why that's that hurt little girl talking. That's not that healed grown woman talking. And I understand it because I was that hurt little girl too. And like I said, that's what we saw. We saw our mothers who were really hurt little girls pacify, I like that word, pacify men's behavior. It's a lot of pacifying of black men's behavior. But if you ever get around a grown woman, if you ever get around women that control their husbands, if you ever get around women that have no problem with men and can boldly ask for what they want and receive it. I posted all throughout my Lilith group times where men were giving women things, where women asked for certain things, and the men rose to the occasion. Honey, them women are not coddling men. No, 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 no. You can't coddle men and the boy in men and expect him to rise and be a man. No, 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 no. You got to bring a different set of skills. You got to bring a different set of skills. And this is why, I'm glad that I came the shadow way. I'm glad that I am a witch. And I feel no shame, and I'm not taking it back for being called that. Call it what you want. Because I learned air manipulation. I learned how to manipulate the mind. I learned what the brain is. I learned how to control my own thoughts. And in learning myself, I learned to temper and conquer my own fears. So if I can temper and conquer my own, and I'm the feminine, which is the first cause, the second cause is easy. It's easy to temper and control his. I just have to know what his triggers are. I just have to know what his triggers are. And he has a lot of them, ladies. He has a lot of triggers concerning women. You think that mother wound messed you up. You haven't even come to the realization of what it has done to its sons. And that's where I want us to go into this 16 days, which I can already feel is going to be more. So just put out 2 months, because I'm going to break this 16 days into 2 months anyway. That's what I normally do. I do 2 months into any of my teachings, and that ain't even really enough. But in my 2 months, what I normally do is do a class a week. This we're going to do three power days. We're going to meet on Monday, the day of reflection. We're going to meet on Wednesday, the day of communication, and we're going to meet on Friday, which is the day of love. We're going to meet 3 days of the week, maybe for 3 weeks a month, for 2 months. And if we need to go longer, we're going to go longer. I'm going to try to get this in 16 days, but I don't think we're going to be able to do it. And ladies, this is going to be a study. We are going to get this study in, and we're not only going to do a study. We are going to do practical application. So what we study on Monday, Tuesday is the practical application day. We study again on Wednesday, and Thursday is the practical application day. And we come back on Friday, and the weekend is the practical application day. So I need y'all to be in it. And I know some of y'all are not going to be able to come live. That's fine. Just listen to the replay. But we're going to go in, ladies, because this one, again, we're getting more advanced. And this topic right here, the fear of women, again, men's fear of women, is what is left out. When you want to learn to seduce, you got to know not just the mechanics of how to seduce. That's what we tend to want to do, which is a very lazy hopscotch skip step mentality. But you got to understand who you are seducing or your seduction tricks don't damn work. This is why I tell you all when y'all are listening to my classes, I'm not talking about these low-class-ass niggas because a lot of them is damaged beyond repair. You cannot even fix them. You cannot even fix them. What it would take for you to go into that man's psyche, go into that man's mind and to understand him, you would damn sure need to be a therapist, a damn licensed clinical one, on top of you mastering the elements of in different areas of the craft. You would need to put them both together. And a lot of them are not going to get therapy. But the men that are in the middle, the ones you're still seeing married, the ones you're still seeing in long-term relationships, the ones when you go to the circus, you see them there with their family and their children, and they got wedding rings on. The ones you see at the Mary J. Blige concert, the ones you see at Anthony Hamilton's concerts, the ones you see at Legoland, the black men, if that's what you want, black men, y'all know that's not who I'm all only talking about. But these men that you see on the beaches with their kids, the ones you see all on Instagram, on Black Love pages, and on Fatherhood pages, and on Love pages, outside of the black community, there are enough of them for you, ladies. There are enough of them. Remember, it's billions on this planet. You only need one. You only need one unless y'all, you know, trying to get four or five. But, you know, that's y'all own personal choice. But, ladies, you only need one. That's it, just one. Out of the millions of men, fallacies, if you cannot get one, that ain't on them. That's on you. That's on you. So we're getting ready to go into it. And this is going to be my first and last time talking about this because this is going to take some time. But I'm going to give you all what I got. And it is my intention that in these 16 days that you learn about men and men's connection to money and men's connection to marriage and men's connection to mating and how you can maneuver in this very rigged system. Do not believe that this system is not rigged. It is very, very much rigged. But how we can still turn this rigged system, even with the amount of competition from other women, in your favor. So it's on Early Bird right now. The link is in the description box. And if you want to put it on payment plan, you can put it on payment plan that way. We are going to start August the 1st. And the Early Bird is on until August the 1st. August the 2nd, it'll go off and go back to normal price. But other than that, I will email you what we are going to be studying. And I will email you the schedule and the new number as you sign up and as we get ready to start next week. All right, 4102. Talk to you later.